to the Northwood Time. We trust that the radio ministry from the Northwood Baptist Church in Yadkinville, North Carolina, with our pastor, Dr. Alan Barker, will be a real blessing. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast today for contact information, a schedule of services, and directions to our church. May the Lord bless you as you listen today.
Thank you, Dr. Cottle. Let us say now it is a real joy to be coming behind the radio mic again today, bringing the Northwood Time. I appreciate you, the radio listener, tuning in to the Wednesday edition of the Northwood Time. I used to work with an old feller, and he always talked about hump day. A long, long time, I didn't know what he was talking about, hump day. This being Wednesday, I guess they call it hump day. We're kind of getting over the hump, start down the backside of the week. But I don't call it hump day. It's a good day, praise God. It's a day the Lord's made, and we'll rejoice and be glad therein. Amen? And I appreciate the good blessings of God today. Matter of fact, you get as old as I am, you'll thank him for every day. Amen? And I appreciate the good blessings of the Lord today. I want to go to the Lord in prayer now, as we do every day. And if it's so you can, I want you to stop what you're doing. And let's bow our heads together and ask God's blessings on the message and on the broadcast today. Our Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for the opportunity again to come behind the radio mic and preach today. And I pray, Lord, you'll help us today. I pray, first of all, that, Lord, you'd honor us with your presence today. May the breath of God and may the power of God be on the preaching of the Word of God today. Do that that's needed. I realize there'll probably be those that's hearing the broadcast that's not saved. And I pray, Lord, you'll speak to them. I pray you'll draw them by your power, save them by your grace, and do the work in their life that needs to be done today. I pray you will. Pray you'll encourage that discouraged child of God and meet every need today. And we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me make just a couple announcements here now. And we are going back to our Bible message here in just a minute. First of all, I want to remind you now of our service tonight. Man, I'm excited about church tonight. Amen. I'm just excited about the blessings of God and excited about the service tonight. And I hope you'll come be a part of our service tonight. Of course, our service tonight begins at 7 o'clock or 7:30. Really, 7 o'clock. The young people's meeting's at 7. And then the main service, 7:30 here tonight. And I hope you'll come be a part of it. I believe God's going to speak to our hearts. I believe we're going to have a great service tonight, and we want you to come be a part of it. Again, our main service, 7:30, young people's meeting, 7 o'clock. You come be with us tonight, and I know God will bless you for doing so. And I hope you'll do that, and I believe you'll enjoy the service as well. Here's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to bypass our song, go back to the Bible message. I'm preaching this week out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 27, verse number 1, where the Word of God says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring." I'm preaching on the boasting fool. A man is a fool to boast about tomorrow. Do you know that? Because you may not be here tomorrow. You can listen as we go back to the Bible message at this time. And I trust God will use it to speak to our hearts.
The serpent said unto the woman, "Ye shall not surely die." Now I want to say he's a liar. And I will say he lied to Eve. And I will say for 6,000 plus years, he's been lying to people. "Hey, sir, you're going to die. Are you listening to me?" Death, die, and the Bible's mentioned 98 times. Death in the Bible's mentioned 132 times. And written over the door face of everybody's soul this morning, there is a day, there is an appointed hour. Hey, you'll face God, you'll die. Are you listening? There'll be that day. They'll take that blood pressure cup off your arm. There'll be that day. They'll check for that last heartbeat. There'll be that day. They'll pull that cover back and look at your feet. There'll be that day that those pulse will quit moving in your ankles. You'll say, "Preacher, I don't know if I appreciate you praying." I'm just trying to tell you this morning, death is sure today. And it ought to challenge you to be ready to meet God. Hey, it ought to challenge you. Death simply means this morning. It means whose breath is left. Lifeless. Deceased. Without life. But that doesn't mean that you're not alive. You'll be without life in this world. How you'll be deceased from this world. You'll be lifeless in this world. How you'll have no breath in this world. But I'm telling you, Friday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday morning, about 25 after 4, I saw that monster stop the last time. I've seen my mama step off this world and step into eternity. I'm telling you, thank God there's a better place if you're saved. But if you're not saved, there's not a better place. You'll still be alive. You'll still be alive and burn forever in hell this morning.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? You see, all this in a coffin is a house that anybody lived in. They're not there. They're somewhere else. See, I'm not at home this morning. The house I live in is right over there, right on the other side of the graveyard. Boy, that's got a pleasant thought. Just on the side of the graveyard, other side of the graveyard. Just over here on the other side of the graveyard. Even so, amen, just on the other side of the graveyard. You see, they're not there. That's just the house they lived in. I'm not there because I'm here. And when an individual dies, that doesn't mean they're dead as far as her soul and spirit's concerned. It's going to live forever and forever and forever, either in heaven or in hell. One of the two, you make that decision now. Boast not thyself for tomorrow. Death is sure this morning. Second thing I want to say, death is not only sure. Boast not thyself for tomorrow. Listen to this statement. For thou knowest not, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. You see, death's not only sure, but death is surprising. For thou knowest not. Death is so surprising. You're never ready. You may be expecting it, and you're still not ready. Death is such a shock. Death is such a surprise.
Amen.
Just a few short weeks ago, and I don't see Miss Alma. Are you here? I don't see her. Just a few short weeks ago, 3:00 in the morning, when those deputy sheriffs and detective knocked on my door and called me out, or didn't call me out. I called them in. I said, "Come on in." And they give me the news about Ruth. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't get that in my mind. I couldn't believe it. And I stood there and I told him, I said, "Michael, you've got to be kidding me." I knew the lawyers, the law officer. I said, "You're kidding me." I said, "That can't be true." And they looked at me and said, "Preacher, it is true. I'm telling you it's true." And then they give me the note that was wrote to me. And then I saw it was true. Is death not surprising? Do you ever pick up the phone and it goes something like this? "You've got to be kidding. You know that's not true. You've got to be kidding." Listen to me this morning, friend. Boast not that stuff for tomorrow, for thou knowest not. It's surprising. Thou knowest not. I started to go to bed last night. I don't know how I thought this. I guess I thought it because I get them calls. I thought, "Boy, I hope I don't get woke up in the middle of the night tonight. I hope somebody don't call me tonight and had a heart attack. I hope somebody," and I want you to call me if you have a heart attack. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm just saying this morning. You just don't know, man. You just don't know. Hey, you can be in perfect health. Your blood pressure can be right. Your cholesterol can be right. But I'm telling you, when your number comes up, you're leaving this world. Hey, death is sure. Hey, death is a surprise this morning. It's always a surprise. And as it is appointed unto man, wants to die. You know, the Bible said that jealousy, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6. Jealousy is as cruel as a grave. Now that's an awesome statement. Jealousy. God have mercy on that woman that's got a jealous husband over no reason. God bless her. Man. And God bless that man that's got that jealous wife over her husband for no reason at all. Don't give them a reason. If there is no reason, don't put your wife through hell. I'm preaching good. Are y'all hearing me? And don't put your husband through hell, because that's what it is. But listen to this. Jealousy is as cruel as a grave. I don't know anything, Brother Jim, I don't know anything any more crueler than walking away from a graveyard with a mom and a group of young'uns. And boy, death has snatched away that loved one. I don't know anything any cruel than that. Pastor Bobby's here this morning. He has funerals, I'm sure, quite often. And boy, when you walk away, that is so cruel. When you walk away from that cemetery, knowing you're not going to see that loved one no more. You say, preacher, what are you saying this morning? I'm telling you this morning, death is such a surprise. It's not only sure, it's such a surprise. That's why it pays to be ready. That's why it pays to be ready. That's why it pays to be ready. You just don't know. Are you listening? Listen to this. James chapter 4, verse 13. Go to now and say, let's say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city and continue our year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas know you not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth a little time and then vanishes away. Listen to this statement, the verse. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. Life is full of surprises. And you and I, we've got those surprises. That's why it pays to be ready. Young girls in this room, be ready to meet God today. Hey, young men in this room, if you're not ready to meet God, get ready to meet God today. You just never know. I saw on the news, and I shouldn't have watched news this morning. It's not a good thing to do. But I was trying to get some weather. I was trying to pray for the weatherman. Miss Lenny, whatever her name is, says she's going to bring some rain in. She's going to take some clouds out. Somebody call her and tell her bring some rain in. She ain't brought none in. They ain't going to bring none in. But anyhow, one of our Bible college teachers talked about that a few weeks ago, how she couldn't do that. But here's what I started to say. Here's what I started to say to you this morning. I saw on the news this morning. That bus coming up 74, Highway 220 North yesterday, coming towards Fayetteville, coming towards Ashburn, and had that wreck. I forget how many young people got killed yesterday. Yesterday morning when they got on that bus and started towards Fayetteville, North Carolina, had no idea that was going to happen. But today there's mamas and daddies at a funeral home somewhere. Today they're planning funerals today. Preacher, what are you trying to say this morning? I'm trying to tell you this morning that death is sure today. Death is a surprise. And don't let it catch you unprepared. Death is such a surprise. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not. What a surprise that a day may bring. Death is not only sure, death is not only a surprise, but I want to say quickly this morning, this verse suggests this morning, death is short. It's here. It's here. All through the Word of God, He gives types and pictures and illustrations. Listen to this verse. The Bible said in Psalm 102, verse number 3, for the days are consumed like smoke. A day is consumed like smoke. I don't want to embarrass anybody. Brother Penny, give me a cigarette lighter. Oh, I won't embarrass you. Let me borrow it. I'm not going to embarrass you. I promise you I'm not. No, he don't have a cigarette lighter. He don't have cigarettes either. You know why? He bums them from everybody. But here's what I started saying.
In closing, thank you for listening to the Northwood Time, one of the many ministries of the Northwood Baptist Church, the church designed with the whole family in mind. We can be contacted by logging on to northwoodbaptist.us or by writing P.O. Box 1637, Yadkinville, North Carolina 27055, or by calling 336-677-3781. That's 336-677-3781. You'll find our church and Bible college on the north side of Yadkinville off of Lee Avenue. Our services are as follows. Sunday morning Sunday school, 10 o'clock, followed by our preaching service at 10:50. Sunday evening service is at 6 o'clock. Our Wednesday evening service is at 7:30. Come and be with us, where everybody is somebody, and we're still old-fashioned. God bless you. Until next broadcast time.